The Florida Board of Governors Inspector General's Office says Florida Gulf Coast University violated state law on two separate occasions over the past year. Zach Rothman has more.
The investigation was prompted by eight allegations that were first brought to the FGCU Audit Office. According to the 81-page report, only two of the eight allegations were sustained. The first violation occurred when FGCU elected its Faculty Senate President as the Board of Trustees Vice President, which does not comply with the Board of Governors regulation. The second violation broke the Florida Sunshine Law when two trustees met with the school's president and provost, but they did not do it in public. The report says that this meeting last July 7th, Board of Trustees Chairman Dudley Goodlett, then Vice Chairman Sean Felton, Provost Ronald Toll, and President Wilson Bradshaw spoke about the university's strategic planning process. Goodlett says nothing was discussed they wouldn't have been happy to discuss in an open meeting.
It was an inadvertent oversight on my part. I should have been aware that it should have been a notice meeting.
To adhere to the state sunshine law, public boards or commissions must be open to the public. Reasonable notice of such meetings must be given, and minutes of the meetings must be taken and promptly recorded. The report states the inspector general referred the case to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, but the FDLE declined to do a criminal investigation. Regardless, Felton resigned from his vice chairman position last week. The Faculty Senate elects a new president in 2 weeks. For WGCU News, I'm Zach Rothman in Fort Myers.